14. Proverbs chapter 14. I just want to say thank you for last Sunday. It was an honor. It's a blessing. It's been an honor for 25 years to be the pastor of this church. And I think it's the greatest church in the world. Amen. And it's not because of the preacher. It's because of the members. In Jesus, I love you and I appreciate you. Proverbs chapter 14, when you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. With everything going on in our country, amen. I just felt like that we needed to have a red, white, and blue day.
Amen.
You know, it's real easy to get our minds so sad and just down. But you do realize nothing snuck up on God.
Amen.
Amen. God's got it all planned out. Amen. And the Bible still says that all things work to good to them that love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. So we got to trust in God through it all. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for the songs, and thank you, God, for each one coming today, and thank you for the American flag that we can fly, God, and honor our country and also honor our Savior today. But Lord, I pray right now, Lord, you speak to hearts, God, as I'm preaching today. Lord, I pray, God, you would speak to hearts. Holy Ghost can do things that I can't do. Lord, I can be preaching on one subject and you can convict on another subject. Lord, you have your way in this service. And Lord, if there's one that's not where they need to be, God, not saved, backslid, whatever it is, help them to get on this altar before it's too late today. And we'll praise you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. America was founded on principles of freedom, faith, and courage. Amen. Our founding fathers knew the importance of morality and the importance of depending on God. We face challenges today that call us to stand for what we believe in.
Amen.
We're facing challenges today that calling us to stand for what we believe in. It's amazing to me, you know, over the last couple of weeks how it seems like that patriotism has been ignited again. There's things going on in our country right now that we haven't seen almost since 9/11 happened, amen. We're seeing a regeneration. We're seeing God do. I believe it could be the start of a great revival.
Amen.
I want to preach just a little while on this thought. We got to stand up for what's right.
Amen.
Stand up for what's right. Righteousness is the foundation for any nation. I just read that to you. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 11 says this, by the blessings of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. A nation cannot stand without a moral compass. And what I'm talking about, y'all know what a compass is. A nation cannot stand without a moral compass. In other words, we got to have something that's pointing us in the right direction. Used to years ago, it didn't matter which political candidate you voted for, all of them were going to try and at least kind of stay with what the Bible said. They would all try to stay with what the Constitution said. Even the Republicans, the Democrats, and all of them loved our country, and they would put the Lord first, at least on the outside. But now we're facing some things that I believe is pure demonic.
Amen.
I was watching an African-American preacher the other day. He said, you cannot be a Bible-believing Christian and support the Democratic Party. Now, you say, I'm not knocking Demer, I'm just telling you, you cannot believe this Bible and believe some of the things that some of these people believe. Did you realize that back in the early 90s there was actually a law on our books that said Muslims could not hold a position in our Congress?
Amen.
Do you know it was repealed by some Republicans? So that's why we're facing some of the things we're facing now, is because you've got other beliefs other than Christianity, which is what our country was founded on. You have other beliefs that's in our Congress and in our legislation now, and that's why I believe the demonic activity in America is growing stronger and stronger. You have all these people coming in from other countries. They're bringing in their gods. They're bringing in their statues. You can't even go to a convenience store now without seeing a Buddha or something standing inside the wall. America has got to have a moral compass, something that is pointing us in the right direction. It's got to be the Word of God. Amen. Let me go ahead and tell you, I love our Constitution. I love the Bill of Rights. But David, if we'll live by this Bible right here, you won't have to worry. You'll line up with everything else.
Amen.
George Washington said this, religion and morality are indispensable supports to a political prosperity.
Amen.
Without God, freedom becomes chaos. Proverbs 29 verse 8 says, scornful men bring a city to a snare, but wise men turn away wrath. Folks, we've got to have a moral compass. Our country's got to have a moral compass. Our families have got to have a moral compass. Amen. If your family don't have a moral compass, I guarantee you one thing. You listen up real good. It will fall apart.
Amen.
That moral compass has got to be the Word of God. Amen. And everything that goes with it. Liberty must be guarded by courage.
Amen.
Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Freedom is never free. We found that out this past couple of weeks. Freedom is never free. Listen up right here. The Revolutionary War, the war for our freedom for independence from England, 25,000 to 30,000 men died. In World War I, 116,000 men died. World War II, 405,399 men died. I'm talking about Americans. I'm not talking about everybody. In the Korean War, 50,000 men died. In the Vietnam War, 58,000 men died. In Iraq War, 4,500. In Afghanistan, 2,400 men died for freedom, so that you and I can come in today, put our flags out in this parking lot, put our flags up in here, raise our hand and worship and glorify God. Freedom is not free, and freedom must be guarded. Well, but somebody said, all it takes for evil to prosper is for good men to do nothing. And see, that's the problem in America. We've sat back so long, and well, somebody else will do it. Somebody else will take a stand. Somebody else will step forward. Well, nobody else ain't doing it. Until now. It might have took Charlie Kirk being assassinated to wake up some people. But I'm telling you, folks, we need to be awake, because they are after our freedom. They are. Thomas Jefferson said this, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. Charlie Kirk was killed for freedom. He was killed for freedom of speech. He was killed for freedom of the Bible. He was killed for freedom for his faith. He was killed for being an outspoken Christian.
Amen.
As Christian Americans, we got to watch and pray and listen and even act to preserve freedom. We read about our founding fathers. And we know about George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. You realize there were some others.
Amen.
Everybody, Jackie, didn't make it out of the Revolutionary War unscathed. Like I told you, 25,000 to 30,000 men lost their lives. But some of our founding fathers, one was named Richard Stockton. He was taken from his bed and beaten by British soldiers. He was imprisoned and starved to death. He lost his home. He lost his wife. He lost his children for freedom. Francis Lewis lost everything for freedom. His wife was imprisoned by the British, and she died in prison because he was standing for freedom. There was another named John Hart. He fled his home. He left his wife and children. He actually lived in some caves trying to hide from the British. And when he returned home, he found that his wife had died. He had lost it all for freedom. What are you willing to give up for freedom? What are you willing to sacrifice for freedom? We've got to stand against some of this stuff, folks. I'm just telling you, Robert Morris, we invested a large portion of money for the Revolutionary War, which he lost, and he lost all of his property. He lost everything. Some people stood for freedom even when it cost them everything. Amen. What are you willing to stand for? Oh, preacher, I'm telling you right now, I'll stand up for America, and we can't even get you to come to church on Wednesday night. Oh, well. Oh, preacher, I'll stand. But when somebody calls for let's have a rally. Let's go and protest it. Well, there'll be enough people there. I ain't got to go. All these people that stood up and glorified the Charlie Kirk killing, and some of them have been fired from their job, which they ought to have been. How many of us have taken a stand? How many of us have sent emails to the school boards and to our senators? And how many of us have stood up and done what's right? Or are you just the one that sits out in the parking lot and talks about it?
Amen.
We got to do something. It's time for Americans to stand up. Amen. Truth is worth defending. John chapter 8, verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Lies and compromise weaken a nation. That's why we're at where right now. Lies and compromise weaken a nation. And I saw another African-American preacher the other day. And I'm telling you, I can't find out his name. Because if I ever find out his name, I'm going to write that man a letter and say, thank you. Listen to what he said, and I probably ain't going to quote it just right, but this is the gist of what he said. He said, when you look at the other political party as your enemy, and you start demonizing the other political opponents, when you start calling them something like Nazis and Hitler, and you start saying they're fascists, he said, some kook's going to come along with a gun and shoot somebody.
Amen.
And this is what he said, Steve. He said, and some of you might as well have pulled the trigger yourself. Lies and compromise. John Adams said this, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to be the government of any other. In other words, all these folks that people are putting in Congress now, all these folks that don't believe like you and I believe, they don't care about your Constitution. Our Constitution was written for people, for a good people, that is a moral people, that believe what the Bible says. Listen to this. Once a stubborn disputer seemed unconvinced, President Lincoln said, well, let's see how many legs does a cow have. The man said, four, of course. President Lincoln said, that's right. Now suppose you call his tail a leg. The guy said, well, then he'll have five. President Lincoln said, no, that's where you're wrong. Just because you call his tail a leg, don't make it a leg.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't, you know, you can believe what you want to believe. I'm glad we're in a free country. I'm glad you can live like you want to live. But don't make me try to have to believe your delusion, because I'm not falling into that. Amen. The Bible says, know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
We've got to stand for what we believe in. The power, listen now, the power of a few who will stand. As I was studying, let's talk about Gideon's 300. You ever notice how God just whittled that down and whittled that down and whittled that down? God wanted to make sure he got the glory, Greg. Do you realize that when our founding fathers took it upon themselves to fight for freedom, they were going against the most powerful nation in the world at that time? At that time, it was said of England that the sun never went down on the kingdom. In other words, England had gone around the whole, they were in charge of the whole world just about. So how did we get our freedom? God. Amen. I believe with all our heart, our nation was founded on what was right. Our founding fathers were small in group, but they stood. Samuel Adams said this, it doesn't take a majority to prevail, but rather a irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires in the freedom of men's minds. And that's what the left's been doing over the last 20 or so years. They've been, you know, you got 2% or 3% that's trying to push everybody into doing what they want them to do. Well, it's time we turn that back around, amen. It's time we turn that back around and say, listen, I'm going to stand for what's right. We're going to stand for what? We're going to stand for the Bible. We're going to stand for Christian belief. We're going to stand for what the Word of God says. We're going to stand for what our Constitution says. I don't care if we have to stand out here on the side of the road west and wave American flags every day of the week. I want people to know that Liberty Free Will Baptist Church is pro-America, pro-God, and for Jesus. One person standing for what's right can change a generation. And I believe that's what we've seen in the last couple of weeks in our country. I didn't come today to praise Charlie Kirk. We come today to lift up Jesus. Amen. Because it's all about him anyhow. But you see, if you go back and listen to Charlie Kirk, you'll figure out he was all about Jesus. He was all about Jesus, amen. Patrick Henry's the one that said, give me liberty or give me death. Amen. Amen. I look out and I see some of our folks that served in our military, and I appreciate them, amen. I appreciate them so much. What's going on in your life? Now listen, we must choose obedience over silence. We've been quiet long enough. Amen. We've been quiet. Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. They demand compromise, stand for God. We ought to be like blind Bartimaeus on the side of that road. Jesus is coming by, and blind Bartimaeus, hey, thou son of David, have mercy. And they said, oh, you need to be quiet. You need to calm down. Hey, what did he do? He cried even louder, and he cried even louder, and he cried even louder. Amen. We ought to show up at school in the morning with American flags all over our vehicles. Where's Ryan at? Man, I like that flag on your truck. But I come out of, that's the first thing I saw when I come out of that fellowship hall a while ago. That flag on the back of that truck. I'm telling you right now, we ought to take a stand for what we believe in. And now's not the time to be silent. Patrick Henry said this. Listen. Patrick Henry, it is when a people forget God that tyrants forge their change, amen. Their chains. Yes, sir. Silence in the face of evil is a sin. I remember reading somewhere one time, Brother Charlie, somebody said silence is golden. Somebody said, yes, also yellow.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Some of y'all get that maybe tonight. Dr. Martin Luther King said this. Now listen. Dr. Martin Luther King said this. In the end, we will not remember the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. Amen. Did y'all hear that? Yeah. In the end, we will not remember the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. Dr. King also said this. The silence of the good people is more dangerous than the brutality of the bad people.
Amen.
We cannot keep silent. How many not even registered to vote? Well, don't complain about what's going on then. If you ain't registered to vote and you ain't voting, don't complain about what's going on. Standing for the right thing will bring God's blessing. Psalms 33, verse 12, blesses the nation whose God is the Lord. God blesses those who remain faithful to him. God blesses those who remain faithful to his word. God blesses those who remain faithful to his way. God blesses those who remain faithful to his will. God blesses. Proverbs 31 verse 9, open thy mouth, judge righteously, and please the cause and plead the cause of the poor and needy. What we need to stand up for what we believe in. We need to stand up for the oppressed. We need to stand up for those that can't stand for themselves. America's hope is not in politics. America's hope is in God. Amen. David was teaching this morning, and he said something that really caught my attention. When he was teaching about Ahab, and Ahab was one of the most wicked kings Israel ever had. And David said, have you ever read something in the Bible that you just didn't agree with? You read it in the Bible, but it almost made you mad. And the Bible says that King Ahab repented, and God said, okay, we're going to hold off. If America will get back to God, let me tell you something. We live in a wicked world. But if just the Christians, Wes, if just the Christians will start praying and get back to God. I'm talking about Bible-believing churches. I'm not talking about all these folks out there that's not living right. I'm talking about the ones that's trying to do. Just us, a small majority of Americans, if we can just get back to God, get back to prayer, get back to Bible, get back to what we're supposed to do, what can God do with this country?
Amen.
Benjamin Franklin said this to the Constitutional Convention. God governs the affairs of men. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 7, we all know it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Amen. One of my favorite chapter in the whole Bible, Psalms chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. How many of y'all believe that?
Amen.
Let's live like it. If we'll stand for the right thing, God will take care of the rest. Amen? Now, our call today is this, to be a watchman on the wall. You go back to Ezekiel chapter 33. God said, but thou, son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the words of my mouth and warn them. I agree 100% with something David said in Sunday school this morning. This is where we come to worship. Out there is where we prove it. We need to be out there telling people about Jesus. We need to be out there. Everybody here this morning is patriotic. Amen. I look out and I see American flags, red, white, and blue. And everybody here this morning is patriotic. But what about some of those out there that's not? We need to invite them to church. Because I'm telling you, folks, if somebody ever gets saved and fall in love with Jesus, they'll line up with everything else. Amen. We need to be out there and by. We need to sound the alarm. We need to speak the truth. We need to live like Christians ought to live. We need to be faithful to God. Don't let your kids go to college and get indoctrinated by them idiots.
Amen.
It's happening every day. Every day. What's happening is they're teaching their agenda and we're not. We got to step up, folks. Freedom is fragile. Every generation has got to defend it. Now, in conclusion, don't you know, if we want America to remain free, if we want America to remain free, and I want the same kind of America that I had for my grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren one day if the Lord tarries. I want them to be able to stand in a free country. I want them to be able to live like you and I live.
Amen.
Now, let me tell you, listen to this. If America changes as much in the next 30 years as it has in the past 30 years, where will we be? We'll be in trouble. We'll be in trouble. Now, how do we do that? We've got to trust in God. We've got to trust in God. Amen? We've got to speak the truth boldly. You ain't got to be mean. Speak the truth boldly and refuse to compromise with sin. refuse to compromise with sin. Let me just say this. If you're here today and you're not saved, you can be patriotic all you want to. And we might can straighten out America, but heaven can't be your home. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So how do you be saved, preacher? You got to admit you're a sinner. You got to admit you're a sinner. You got to believe in Jesus Christ. You got to believe that Jesus Christ is who he said he is. And that's God. And then confess your sins. How many of us, everybody in here wants a better country, no doubt. How many of us in here wants better for our lives?
Amen.
The only way to do that, folks, is with Jesus. It's with Jesus. I want you to bow your heads. Brother Robert, y'all come get us a song.